Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
You know, I've heard you talk about how we need to just be courageous to take that first step and humble at the same time. But I also have heard and used the excuse that I'm way too messed up for God to see any value in continuing to pursue me or to use me. And you wrote just a great little story about origami. I'm just going to read this quote, and then I'd love to have you speak to it. You said, "When each of us looks back at all the turns and folds that God has allowed in our lives, I don't think it looks like a series of folded over mistakes and do-overs that have shaped our lives. Instead, I think we'll conclude in the end that maybe we're all like human origami, and the more creases we have, the better." Why does this work?
Yeah, that idea of we kind of count ourselves out. Mm-hmm. We say that we've tagged out because we messed up in a relationship or in a marriage or in a business deal or some we go. And then somehow we whisper all these names at ourselves. Sometimes we shout them at ourselves under our breath. Some people that are listening are cussing at themselves or calling themselves all these names. And you know what Jesus calls us when we've messed up the worst? He leans over our shoulders and he calls us beloved. And I know that's nuts. I don't know about you, but I get a bunch of junk mail at my house. I get about a foot. And what I do is I just look at the return address. And if I don't know who it's from, I just throw it away. And one of the problems we're having in some of our faith communities is that people are reading the junk mail. You don't need to do that. If it doesn't say beloved, it ain't Jesus. I mean, you're listening to somebody else, but I'm telling you it ain't. It's Jesus. Does that mean he says everything's terrific? No, of course not. He said, just change. Lean on me. You actually need me to do that. I want to do things that would be impossible without my faith to accomplish. But I don't need to be like this infomercial for Jesus. He's got this thing. I want to be a person that just loves. I want to just do my part, which is just loving people and then doing difficult things. Things you go like, dang, I have no idea how this one is going to work out. And it's actually helping to grow. It doesn't mean that you're being frivolous. It doesn't mean that you're this risk, you know, this like daredevil. No, we've got all these men in our world trying to man up and get the camos out. And I love them too, but we don't need to do that. Just be faithful. Be like a trustworthy person. Be available. That's courageous stuff right there.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.